Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
Michael Bennett wondered what was going on with his playing time and said someone should ask Bill.
That McCourty snap counts down too.
Bennett has now been suspended for one game.
I think Matt Patricia would take Michael Bennett.
I'm asking just to be a little respectful in this whole process, okay?
I heard you guys questioning whether Amendola shot his way out of town.
Back in New England is almost like, you know, you had a principal in the principal's office.
What? I'm sorry.
I think they would take him back.
Yeah, the Dola wants more touches.
Right now.
I don't want to have sex with you, Lou.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
I love this. We have a suspension, and yet the only word we're getting out from the suspension comes from Michael Bennett, the guy who was suspended. Not the Patriot way, right? That's not usually how it happens, where the player comes out and says, oh, yeah. But he's claiming it's philosophical differences.
Yeah.
This is like you're sitting down and you're debating, whatever, the situation of world geography. What's going on in China right now with the NBA? Philosophical differences?
Well, what does that mean exactly?
Listen, Michael Bennett's on his way out. He's going to be traded. We know that. But if Michael Bennett was on another team, then all of it would get out.
Yeah.
All of it. Yeah. Other players should be talking about it. Yeah, actually, he took a swing at him. He was unbelievable. Like what happened in Oakland? The unnamed players, sources. You're on the team telling us exactly what Antonio Brown did to Mayock. You would hear that, but it's not. You don't hear that here in New England. They squash stories. The way that it can become, you know when you really find out maybe what happened? When Bennett ends up getting traded. Maybe when he shows up to another team because his ass is going to be traded. They're going to pick up a wide receiver for him. And that's when maybe you find out what happened.
Yeah, the Patriots. It's not the Patriot way. I don't know what people are talking about. You don't have fun up there.
Yeah.
It's not fun.
Yeah, so that's
going to
happen.
Okay. So we all agree it's going to happen. They're going to deal him away. He's not playing again, right, Christian? Not playing again. For the Patriots?
Wow.
Hello?
Are you there? Is your mic on?
Can't cut your tongue?
Oh, my God. It's on. Oh,
right?
I'm sorry.
The show started.
Hey, there's no pause.
Hello.
Well, I was told we're not supposed to speak over each other, so I was giving you guys a nice long nonverbal pause.
You can speak over me anytime you want.
I don't want to do that because I can't understand you. All right,
so go.
Yelling me. No, it doesn't look good. It doesn't look good. But even though it doesn't, but this is the thing. I don't think they have a role for him, but I don't know if they're as comfortable with the depth that they have behind them, just in case, break glass in case of emergency. But based on what he did and how that family is, I don't think he's coming back.
Okay.
I actually think it's going to get worse. And if they don't trade him before the deadline, they're going to be so sorry that they didn't take the opportunity to get rid of him before it gets worse.
See, I like that. When he takes a little pause and he lets the brain cool down a little bit, it's amazing when it comes on. Now, you got an interesting theory, and I think you're right on with it, on why Bennett's not fitting in with the team. But I want to save that.
Yes.
I want to save that.
A lot of notes on
this. I'm going to tease it right now. I'm going to save it. And the reason I'm saving it is, has anybody changed their mind with the New England Patriots right now? They're 6-0. They have a tough game on Monday night. I think this one's going to be very competitive and going down to the wire. I think they're really going to get tested on Monday night. So I'm going to go around the room here because you said you thought they could win this thing without making a deal, adding anything to the offense.
Okay,
you still believe that?
I'm going to double down on this. Yes. Okay. So this all came up with Antonio Brown. If they don't add anything, if they don't, they can still win the Super Bowl.
Ooh.
They can still win it. Now, I can give you all my reasons why now, or we can do it later, or we can play what I said 3 weeks ago, because it's less about them offensively and their struggles, but it's more about what the rest of the AFC is providing as far as competition. What about the Houston Texans? What about the Indianapolis Colts?
But
the Kansas City Chiefs are still good.
Can they win?
And Patrick Mahomes is hurt.
Can they win the Super Bowl, though?
Yes.
Because
Let me say it again. Yes.
No.
Yes, and
no.
I will say, and we can go back and forth, but I'll let Lou the floor. Yes.
No.
I thought we were supposed to really emphasize what our opinion
was.
I'm the
opposite of Greg Hill. No.
Yes.
No.
Really?
Yes. No, listen. I say no because Number one, you know, I had this argument with Holly the other day, and you know, we were going back and forth, you know, because it's everything's going to work out, you know. If you're going to tell me, okay, N'Keal Harry's going to come back from IR, and he's going to turn into a great player for them, the number two option, a legit number two option, that Isaiah Wynn is going to come back and be a solid left tackle, you know, what we saw before, that Gordon will stay healthy and not be suspended, that Dorsett's hamstring won't creep up and give him issues again, that Julian Edelman will stay healthy. Man, there's a lot of ifs. All I know is that what I see right now, this is a game of attrition. Brady talks about it all the time. I don't think they get healthier as the season goes. They got a nice break now. They got the bye week. You know, is Edelman's ribs going to feel much better as the season goes on? I don't think so. I think he takes more hits. To me, Josh Gordon, honestly,
we don't even know if he's playing this week.
I just think it's a matter of time. You know, I don't know if he hasn't been tested yet. What makes you think that guy can has exercised all his demons and he's not going to be off this team in 3 weeks? I don't know that. So when I look at it, I look at the offensive line, the running game, and the lack of depth of the wide receivers, I say no, they need help. They need to go and get another body.
So that's the way it is.
No.
So with no additions by subtraction, they don't have enough.
They don't have enough. Christian, they can, but they need, as Lou said, there are so many ifs. They need every one of the ifs to work out for them. There's too much of a gamble.
I know, but it's so weird. You guys, you just think that the Patriots are the only team with issues and problems and injury concerns. And overcoming
the only ones I care about.
Stereotypes. Right. I know, but if you're going to base your opinion on the Patriots, you have to be aware and understand what the other teams are going through.
So let me ask you
this. What their hurdles and what their challenges are.
Kansas City Chiefs have problems right now. Can the Kansas City Chiefs get to the Super Bowl? Yes, even though they've lost the last two games at home. You know why? Because the offense with Tyreek Hill might score so many points. Maybe the ankle improves of Mahomes. And as bad as the defense is, maybe they put up so much offense they can get to the Super Bowl. But I'm telling you, with the Patriots, I'm not taking that gamble.
I don't
think Brady wants
to
take that gamble.
You like to play it
safe.
You
need to, yes.
But he doesn't have a choice. You don't have a choice.
I like to build super teams.
I got a choice.
But seriously, because how many times have we sat there and said, God, look at this offense from Tom Brady? I mean, they are putting up 35 points, and I want to throw up in my mouth every time I watch Bend But Don't Break. You know, and it's like, you know what, this defense, for the love of God, Bill, you're a defensive genius. If you just put a decent defense out there, think of what you could win. And they've won a lot. We all know that, right? But you said, just build the defense. I feel the opposite on this team. This defense is so good. This could be one of the best defenses they've had in New England. And we'll see when they get tested. God, it'd be a shame if this defense goes out there and they lose a playoff game 10-7. It would be a shame. You know, so yeah, I'm looking to improve the one area of weakness, which there seems to be a lack of depth because they've already lost a lot of bodies, to improve that area so you don't waste this defense. That's the way I look at it.
I totally agree. You can't take this risk. You can't take the gamble. And Brady is sitting there giving you signals, red flags. Hello, help! I need some help here.
He's all but you know, jumping on your desk and just pooping on it.
Right, but they're 6-0. But they're 6-0.
Gaspard just found out about this.
He did. He'll write about it next week.
But he wrote about it yesterday.
But they're 6-0, and the problem is they are putting points up on the board, on the scoreboard, because the defense and special teams is helping out. That nobody's bitching about it. But you tell me, if they get into a game on Monday night, and even if they win and they're 7-0 and they win that game 13-10 against the Jets, you tell me what the calls are like on Monday.
7-0.
No, they won't. I think people will start to say, "Uh-oh, this is going to catch up to us."
This is going to catch up to us.
I think they're in for a tough game on Monday.
I would even say that. So that's just one aspect of the hurdles that they need to try to navigate over. The other one is their special teams, not punt block, punt return, but it's their ability to kick field goals.
I'm not worried about
points.
It.
That's the guy.
Not worried about
they,
it.
They obviously don't like the guy they have. They don't like Nugent. It's like a you know, revolving door of kickers coming in, trying out over and over again.
Yeah. So you don't like Nugent. Is it Matt Nugent or Mike Nugent?
We're going to go with M. Nugent. you never get it wrong.
I like that. No, I think that I would agree.
Ted Nugget.
I would agree. I mean, kicker, I think, is a concern. And that's why I sit there and say.
But that plays into your offense, though, because that changes up decisions you make, Lou, in the game where you're sending Brady out there on a fourth down and short. Why? Because you have to, because you don't trust the kicker.
I think Bill finally woke up.
Yeah.
And I don't know if if over the weekend, after the sort of semi-bye week, if he kind of went down to Strega at the waterfront or went down to the North End on Hanover Street, and hung out down with the Paisans. And I don't know if that's what it took. Yeah. Whatever it was, it worked. Because I got my man, DelVecchio, in here, which is all I really want, Giorgio. So now he finally realized that the way to go is the Italian way. And now that my Paisan is here, I'm not worried about it.
I tell you what, you should be.
Why?
Not only
Italian ice.
Not only is the kicker an issue, but the guy that holds for that catches the snap.
You don't want a kicker nicknamed Italian ice?
Is that his nickname?
Yeah.
Oh God.
Come on.
I thought his name was the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
That's my nickname. It's like the boogeyman. Kicks.
Yeah.
We're good, but don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
All right, they've got to make a deal. Let's get into this whole Amendola rumor that's out there. We'll get into that coming up next.
Yeah, Boland brought that up. I like that.
Yes, he did. All right, this hour being brought to you by J. Bryan Day Emergency Services. J. Bryan Day Emergency Services, your 24-hour water damage experts. Remember, when water damage strikes your property, J. Bryan Day is on the way. Teddy Bruschi in the 5 o'clock hour today. Got a lot of football, so we get to the phone calls as well during the course of the afternoon at 617-779-7937. So, Bennett for Amendola?
Believe it.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier.
Glenn, Lou, and Christian.
On Sports Radio WE.
This offense, as it's currently constructed, I believe, is not good enough to win the AFC. When they play real teams, they're going to get exposed. And it will happen sooner than later. They're going to start facing Kansas City and Houston and the Eagles and Dallas and real competitive. And even this Monday against the Jets, I think, is going to be a good test. That's not the easiest environment for them to go in. It could be a grind. So I think they need to make some moves. And the way that this offense is built right now, I just don't think they have what it takes to win the AFC.
Ben Bowman on the Greg Hill Show this morning.
He missed something, though.
Well, I'll say this. The defense is not going to get exposed. We'll get into it a little bit later on.
What did he miss?
Nick Underhill in The Athletic wrote about that, and I totally agree. This defense is not a problem. But the offense, I think they might get exposed. I think they might have difficulty against some of these teams. What is that?
They've already been exposed. What have we been doing the last two or three weeks? They've been exposed.
Oh, yes.
They've been exposed.
Right.
Now, it hasn't hurt them. But we all know it's pretty freaking obvious, okay, that they suck. They're not very good. Look at Tom Brady. Let's look at an article from Gasper, okay? if it happened 2 weeks ago, he'll write about it.
They don't suck.
No, but he's right.
They've been exposed already.
Their offense is terrible.
They've been exposed.
Their offense is not good.
Right.
You can't look at their offense. I think they're terrible. I'll go through just their front line.
And you still think they don't need to make a move and they're going to win it all?
Now you're terrible offense. Now you're contradicting yourself.
No, I think they're terrible. I don't like their offense at
all. So wait a minute.
Hold on. Right now they're not very good.
Oh, you're going to make a holly on me.
But I still don't think they're going to ever be great. I think they're going to be adequate. If they can just get to, hold on, I'm going to use Lou's line when he used to talk about the Red Sox. If their offense can just suck a little.
Yeah, nice. I like it.
They'll be fine.
I got to make that t-shirt.
Somebody needs to make it.
A little.
That's it. And you can just put the team on. Put the Bruins on there, Red Sox, whatever.
It's like a Velcro strap. Velcro
you
socks, change pitching it. Staff,
you're slow with these t-shirts. I mean, Portnoy has already got the LeBron ones Chinese outfit. He's already got those out there. He's quick.
There's not one player on that offensive line that scares you. Maybe Shaq Mason if you're run blocking or if he's pulling.
But there's not
one guy on that offense as far as a beef eater, one of those big bully, offensive linemen or blockers Not one of them are you sitting there going, wow, I got to change my game plan. I better make sure I get 12 hours of sleep tonight.
But, yet you're not concerned, because I agree with Holman. You know, and he was on Monday night with me, and we were, you know, yelling at Michael Hawley back and forth about it. But so you don't believe that the concerns with the offensive line puts the rest of the team sort of in danger, especially like your quarterback?
Yes. Yeah, you know, I'm consistent.
Or the lack of weapons. But the lack of weapons with a guy.
I don't think you're being consistent.
You got a guy that we don't know what's going on.
I didn't change my point of view, Glenn.
We don't know what's going on with Julian Edelman's ribs. We don't know.
All right.
And he's going to get 13 more targets?
Okay.
Because why? Because there's nobody else. How long do you think that lasts before he sits there and taps out?
I would say so what trumps what? Does a historic defense trump all those inabilities? All those liabilities, call it that. I mean, I sit there and I'll look at it and use the examples, because I feel like we've been through this before. The 2000 Ravens. I'll go the 2005 Pittsburgh Steelers. 2016 Denver Broncos. Most recently, that offense was terrible. Their defense was historic. It was great. Okay, there wasn't a weakness anywhere. And I'll go back to I missed the 2002 Tampa Bay Buccaneers with Brad Johnson as your quarterback. That defense was unbelievable. Hall of Famers littered throughout that defense. So, I mean, yes, I don't think that the offense is any good. I actually think it's terrible. And I don't know what your ceiling is, what your floor is, but they're freaking hovering right above the floor.
So what you're basically saying is the defense is so freaking good that it's going to carry this offense.
That's one part.
Okay, and
can we do pie chart?
Yeah, go ahead. And N'Keal Harry, once he shows up and plays, he's going to be enough to help them.
If he was
them.
A stock, I would buy him right now.
Okay. So the bottom line on this one is they don't have to
be a penny stock right now.
It's all right. Hey, a lot of people made millions of dollars in the penny stock.
I know.
A lot of people lost millions and millions of dollars on penny stock.
But you have to be
worth nothing now.
I never lost in the stock market.
But I would say this. They don't have to be a top five offense, but they've got to be middle of the pack or slightly better than that, right? They can't. They just suck. I mean, a little bit. I'm not sure they can do that.
I think
they can't run the football now.
I just told you that their offense is terrible. I think their offense sucks. I think it's terrible. It frustrates me watching it, how bad some of these guys are individually. And they all picked at different times to screw up. So if everybody screws up on one play, then it doesn't look as bad. But when Newhouse gets beat, then Ted Karras gets beat, then Izzo misses a block, and this guy runs the wrong route. They're all doing it independently in different series.
See?
It ultimately kills every single drive you have. And then now you're hoping for a big play. But they've been unbelievably lucky based on the teams that they face that have allowed them to kind of, you know, get through this gauntlet of crappy teams. Or I should say, more importantly, crappy quarterbacks. Historically crappy quarterbacks. Look at the list. I mean, come on. The Jets are going to look nothing like the Jets that you played last time. Not at all. Defensively and offensively.
No, they're going to be a lot better. I would say this, and maybe in time, maybe another week or two, you know, my whole feeling towards this offense and what is needed, it might shift. I mean, they're looking at N'Keal Harry now here for a week. And they'll look at him for another week. Let's see what Ben Watson does look like here on Sunday and the following Sunday. Because maybe you get to the point where you sit there and say, okay, hold on. I know there's a lot of things that have to be right. You know, Ben Watson has to show. N'Keal Harry has to come back. Josh Gordon has to remain on this team. You know, Dorsett has to somehow kind of get back into this thing, get back into the flow of the offense. He's still got Myers. Maybe we sit there and say, there's a lot of bodies, a lot of volume there in the pass catchers. Maybe the difference is they can't run the football. So maybe there's not a trade for a wide receiver. Maybe he trades for a freaking fullback and trades for another a guard, right, who just got traded out of Cleveland and sits there and says, I got bodies to catch the football. I don't know where they are, but if they're all healthy, they're good enough. Right now, we can't run the football.
Yeah.
Because if you could run the football, now you can protect. You know, you get into the games, and maybe they've already blown it because they played all the crap teams already, but you get into that second half, and you don't have to go to Julian Edelman six times in the second half because you're just running right down their throat because they're not a good football team. And if that's how you got to beat Kansas City, maybe we'll look in the wrong area.
Yeah.
Maybe it isn't pass catchers.
Yeah. I don't think that's a bad idea. I mean, I think if you look at it last year, when they lost Josh Gordon, we're all sitting here saying, how the hell are they going to throw the football? What do they do?
But that still means they need to get something else.
Right. They
go out and get something else.
But they decided on running the football. Okay, but they had a tight end who could block. They had a fullback who could block. Right, the running back's pretty much the same.
They played pretty much the same.
They had a left tackle that was really good, too.
Really good.
He's in some issues. We'll get to
Get some problems now. We'll get to him later.
And they had a healthy offensive line. Because you said last year that offensive line was
didn't miss
healthy.
A practice.
Didn't miss a practice. That is huge to go with Gronk and Devlin.
So I said that. So they play to their strengths. So that's actually I kind of like that angle though. So
because that's where the biggest weakness is compared to because this was the argument with Holly, right? Like last year they figured it out. All right, what is the biggest difference between last year's team and this year's team? Is it the wide receivers? Is it the pass catching tight ends? Which we agree that's a difference. Or is it the fact that your offensive line is a complete mess? You don't have a tight end that can run block. And you don't have a fullback anymore.
Okay, those are three guys now that are essential for a running game, right?
Right.
Okay.
So that's what I'm saying.
They don't have it.
But that's where the biggest difference is from last year's team to this year's team. It's the line, there's run blocking, period. Tight end, fullback.
So you're going to get a left tackle back. You think you're going to get a left tackle back, so that's going to solve that problem. Nothing you can do about the center position. You're not as good a run blocking team.
No, you lost Andrews Rookie.
Exactly. So you got that problem. But you're right. And I'm not sure that Ben Watson is going to supply that blocking as a tight end, right? So what are you going to do? Maybe a fullback is the answer.
Yeah, but I will say this.
Can't you find a fullback?
Yeah, man, I don't know.
Now we're going to fullbacks on bad teams.
I know, honestly.
Tyler!
Really? Yeah, look this up.
Look this up.
Yes. You know, if
I want fullbacks on bad teams.
Yeah, but
we've gone tight ends on bad teams. We've gone wide receivers on bad teams.
Yeah, but would you actually know whether they're good or not? Look, you don't even know what fullbacks.
Tyler, look this up.
See if you can find it for me.
Look this up also, Tyler. Okay. Defensive linemen that have a fullback body.
Oh, there we go.
we're gonna turn them into fullbacks because that's basically what Bill told us. They don't make them.
You want a small linebacker that's about 6'2", 250.
No, but it's an interesting point when you look at fullbacks. What are you looking for if you're Bill right now? If you're looking for a fullback, because it's hard to tell what they do well and whether you can put them in your system. I guess what you're looking right.
Well, that's for the record, I told him, remember Dan Klecko was an undersized defensive tackle out of Temple, and he played fullback on goal line. So did Tom Ashworth. So did Richard Seymour. And so did a bunch of other guys played fullback either on goal line or short yardage.
So they signed this guy, this other tight end, right? What's it, LaDainian Tomlinson? What's his name?
Yeah, it's his little brother.
it's his older brother?
Yeah.
Oh, adopted. They didn't sign LT? I thought it was LT.
No, different Tomlinson.
So they say that this guy's lined up as a fullback, like I think 86 times his career, whatever it was, right?
But he's
6'6".
Yeah.
Like 265.
Yeah, different body type than your normal fullback.
And 6'6", 265, aren't there fullbacks like 5'10", 265?
Yes.
6'6", 265.
All head and butt.
Yeah. So, I mean, but he's 6'6".
Well, they can't elevate on him. They can't. All right. So, would you do the deal? And people are throwing this out. It's just a rumor. It's not a real deal. But would you, because Bennett's not going to play here. This is it. I mean, think about this. Belichick doesn't do this. He'll sit out a guy for a first series. He'll sit out a guy for a quarter. He'll decide that he's going to bench a guy even for a game. We've seen that even in Super Bowls. But suspending him for an entire week, it's a lot more than philosophical difference. All right?
Yeah, that's right.
Exactly. Something actually happened there. So they're not going to – how are they going to bring him back long term? And you're going to get into it in the next segment and why they don't really need him based on what they're doing right now. But would you trade him for Danny Amendola?
Yes.
Yes. Wow, we all want the Dola back.
But here's the problem.
Hold on, Lou.
Are we going to be excited about that? No, you're sitting here saying you're excited?
Yes.
Okay, I'm not excited about it. I'm sitting here telling you that you're going to get Danny Amendola, who's very handsome.
Very handsome.
You know, and he's going to be.
Who's he dating?
He's going to be good in certain games.
Someone hot.
But not the same woman.
I can count on that. I don't know who it is.
She's going to be hot.
But she is not ugly.
Don't you remember? He got rid of the girlfriend in the carport. He got rid of both of them the same week, I think.
He got rid of Miss Universe.
Yes, right.
And I'm guessing he's doing okay.
But you know what you're going to get with Danny Amendola? Exactly what the Lions have.
Upgrades,
some days he practices.
Just like his women.
Some days he doesn't. He's not getting, other than the first week of the season, he's not getting a lot of targets. And yet, we all know, big moments, big games, Amendola usually shows up. Are we going to get excited about Danny Amendola?
Yes! Oh,
you're excited?
It's going to move like crazy.
TB12 would.
It's going to, oh yeah. It's SF. Gronk is rubbing Sanders, TBD oil
Diggs,
all over Greg.
Sanu to a lesser degree,
we can't fit these guys in. We can't afford an $11 million. So let me ask you, Tom, would you rather have Devontae Parker or Danny Amendola? What do you think? What do you think he wants? Like, if you got to go to that level of a wide receiver, right, not a stud making $11 million a year, not A.J. Green, not Diggs, not Sanders, not Larry Fitz, even though we just saw him at Logan this past weekend, none of those guys. And you got to go to that $4 million range wide receiver. And you ask him, who do you think you'd want? Name the other 4 million guys. I know Devontae Parker's one just because I was looking at him the other day. Or Danny Amendola. Let's
go! You know, the familiarity, plug and play. You can put him right in there. He knows what I do. I know what he does. So I'm sure he's going to be thrilled by that. I'm just telling you.
Amendola.
Is it an upgrade over what he's got right now? It is. But is it the big, huge prize when you look at Antonio Brown, who's now out of the equation, or Diggs, or Sanders, or somebody like that? So Michael Bennett is suspended for a week, but he was really pissed off right from the get-go because he's not getting to playing time. The big guy has gone to the All-22s. He sat there with Chatham, apparently, and broke it all down, and he's going to tell you exactly why Michael Bennett is not part of what they're doing defensively with the New England Patriots. We'll do that coming up next right here on OMF.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After Thursday night's game against the Giants, Michael Bennett wondered what was going on with his playing time and said someone should ask Bill. Well, Michael Bennett has now been suspended for one game, first reported by Ian Rappaport and yours truly, for conduct detrimental to the team. Again, dissatisfaction with playing time led to an argument with a position coach. Bennett got 15 snaps against the Redskins 2 weeks ago and just 11 against the Giants, many of those coming in garbage time.
Mike Giardi, NFL Network, and is he pissed? Yeah, he's pissed. He's not getting reps. He already came out and said, what did he say? He had a zero role. Somebody asked him what his role was.
Yeah,
the team. He said a zero role.
His role. Ask Bill.
I
mean, what more do you need?
Yeah. It's pretty obvious. Pretty obvious it's his. Though Chatham thinks he's okay.
What do you mean?
Not Chatham. Says not a problem. Not an issue. Right?
No. I know that there's been a lot of talk about his play percentages and things like that, but we hadn't yet heard him sort of express that he was upset with that. It's very difficult when you're a veteran player to have express any displeasure when you're blowing it out of the water and you're playing really well. And to me, I think he just had 11 snaps in the game on Thursday against the Giants, and shoot, it's a short week, you're an older guy, you want to, you know, max it out at the end of the season. That may not necessarily be what the disagreement was about. My first thought was, don't just presume that. There's a possibility that this is a Friday meeting and you're sitting in a Friday meeting as a player, and maybe you're overly critiqued, you don't love the way that they go at you for a certain play, or
play.
When you say philosophical differences, you know, this guy talks about a lot of off-the-field stuff. Who knows? I mean, it could have been about anything. So I would give him the benefit of the doubt unless someone, you know,
we're good. That's a good, strong
Wait,
opinion. He's not happy. He's already said to ask Bill about my role. He's got a zero role.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been enough people down there. Ask Giardi. He's like, yeah, he's in his face. He's not happy.
He's pissed.
You can't tell me we can't assume this. This is the easiest thing to figure out.
He's already said it.
All right, so you've gone to the board. You've gone to the All-22s. This is not a matter of saving him.
I would give him the benefit of the doubt.
Or some big game down the road. Okay,
it's funny.
So you've got it all figured out.
Well, so Mike Reese always does these breakdowns, and he's been focusing on Michael Bennett for a while now, and he goes through every single game from the Steelers, finishing with the Giants. And so Michael Bennett has played in 133 of 374 defensive snaps, 35%, but obviously they've been going down, increasingly going down. That doesn't make any sense.
Every week. They go down every week. They diminish every week. Right.
So you look at it. So to start the season, there was, Lawrence Guy, Danny Shelton, and Michael Bennett. But what in reality is they played two different fronts. They play either a 3-4 with three defensive linemen, and they're usually big guys. They're not little guys. They're big guys. They're, you know, Lawrence Guy and Danny Shelton. Or they play a 2-4-5, which is two defensive tackles, four linebackers, and five defensive backs.
So those are the run stoppers up front.
Well, yeah, and he's not around. And when I look at it, they rather have Lawrence Guy or Danny Shelton always on the field. And if they're going to substitute, it's going to be with Adam Butler. Adam Butler's going to be, it's like, those are the top three guys. And I feel like Michael Bennett is just not hybrid enough. Because I feel like they think they could have Simon or Van Noy play the edge, stop the run on the edge, play just a big of a role, stop the run and get after the passer. And, oh, by the way, he can drop into coverage.
Right.
That's what I think the biggest issue is. I just don't feel like his body type and what he can do is being used, not because he's not any good, but they have Adam Butler, Lawrence Guy, Danny Shelton, who they're not taking off the field. You're our guys. And you can see in every single game, they're starting, they're getting all the reps, they rotate, and Michael Bennett doesn't.
So it makes all the sense in the world. So they brought him here because they thought he was going to be a Trey Flowers replacement, and then they discovered that they can get run stoppers with these guys inside, sometimes two down linemen. I think you're making all the sense in the world.
He doesn't
fit into what they're doing
right now. No, I saw, I forget who it was. I don't know what beat guy it was, but it was the way he worded it was Michael Bennett was here to take over the Trey Flowers role, only the Trey Flowers role doesn't exist anymore.
Exactly.
With this defense.
Right.
And that's what Christian's talking
about. No, it makes all the sense in the world. When he explained it to us this morning, it made all the sense in the world. So here's the question, guys. Do you want to keep Michael Bennett, who I'm sorry, Matt Chatham, is pissed at his role or lack thereof? Do you want to keep him as an insurance policy here, a guy who's pissing and moaning on a regular basis? Or do you want to use him right now as maybe bait to get something that you need on the offensive side of the ball?
I would give him the benefit of the doubt unless someone...
I wouldn't. I think this is a no-brainer. There's no way you bring Bennett back as an insurance policy?
No, so it's just I don't think he's a bad player. I don't think he is.
No, and another team might look at it and say he fits what we're doing.
Remember, Bill, you can always read between the lines if you listen hard enough and do your research. Bill basically said that. Hey, listen, he's playing in a new role. He's trying to get adjusted. He's saying everything positive to try to lead us off the scent, which is, that he just doesn't have a position.
Yeah,
was right. He doesn't have a role. Here's what he sees. He sees Lawrence Guy, Danny Shelton, and Adam Butler. Hey, you guys are going to be those 3 D linemen on our 3-4 front. Okay, listen, if we have to play another defensive back or maybe another linebacker, one of you three are going to come off. But Michael Bennett isn't going in. So when I was on offense, I knew, hey, third down and short, I was going in. If it was a third down and long, I was going to go in. But anything intermediate, I was coming off. So I knew when the situation came up, that was my role. Goal line, I'm the Z. Run blocking, I'm the Y. Front side, they're going to run my way. I knew what my role is. Right? And that is such a huge part of being a Patriot. And if you don't understand or you don't have any you feel like you don't have any worth, then you get frustrated and irritated. So fine. So you're not going to take one of their spots. Is he going to take Simon's spot? Is he going to take Van Noy's spot? Because I know Wise can stand up or be down, but right. Bennett is not a stand-up guy, period. So he's really irrelevant.
Right. He is irrelevant.
That to me is the hard part to stomach. Hey, I'm good. Yeah, but you know what? So what if you you're a receiving tight end or if you're a fullback? And you go to a team that runs nothing but spread. You're not going to play.
Yeah,
it doesn't make any sense. Right. It makes no sense. Right. You can't really do that with offensive line because everyone has to do both.
I think skill position
players have dual roles, and certain defensive players have dual roles based on their body type and their situation. He doesn't have it anymore.
No.
So what if Lawrence Guy gets hurt? You think Michael Bennett's going to take his spot? No. Butler's going to take his spot.
Right.
All right, now he's next in line because they have no choice.
That's fourth. That's the fourth guy down on the depth chart.
So he's on the depth chart. He's like, right. He's just sitting on the sideline, even during practice.
No, it makes all the sense in the world.
When do I play? And he knows it on Wednesday.
So it makes all the sense in the world. And so what happened was Thursday night, he was not happy because he has no role, as you said. And then Friday, he has philosophical differences
with his
coach.
You're going a little bit too far to assume that.
I might be going a little too far to assume it, but I don't give a rat's ass because I'm trying to put two and two together. Yeah. And we weren't in the room, so nobody really knows. But come on. I think what Christian did
maybe
is
you're overly critiqued. You don't love the way that they go at you for a certain play.
Maybe he just disagreed with
what's going on between China and Hong Kong.
It could be.
That's right. He wants a voice.
It could very well be.
You know what I mean?
But I think our big fellow over here just broke it all down. And so if there's no role for him, what are you going to do with him? He's not going to. And do you want a guy like that sulking the rest of the year?
This is the ideal trade scenario for a team. You know, you deal from depth. That's what you do. It's what the Red Sox did. Dombrowski did. You deal a shortstop because you've got Bogarts. You deal an outfielder because you've got Mookie. You know what I mean? You deal a third baseman because you've got Devers. You deal Michael Bennett because he's third or fourth in the rotation. Yeah, and he's still got something left in the tank. He's a respected defensive player in this league. So whether it is, saving $2.5 million off that cap already, that you're already paying him, whatever, and figuring out, okay, what's the match? How much money do we have? You know, is there another $4 million player? Well, that's about 2.5 left. And there is. And his name is the Dola.
All right, let's open it up. Would you go for that?
The Dola.
Michael Bennett for Danny Amendola. A return of the Dola. He's got a new girlfriend now.
Oh, yeah, she's not ugly.
He's moved on from Olivia Culp, and he's now with Emily Tanner.
Yeah, I had to.
Would you say she's
not
what?
I don't know her, but I'm guessing she's not probably attractive.
No, no, she's...
Good guess by you.
Well, it's the Dola. I mean, the guy's a stud.
He trades up every single time.
He starts with personality, and then whether she can cook. And then he goes to the No, it doesn't do that.
No, personality is not really required in this case.
All right, let's go to the phone calls. Here's Cody in Wareham. Cody,
hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, Cody.
So my question for you guys is so they suspend this guy, right? So that's going to cause you to lose some value, right? Why wouldn't they just trade him and make the value off him instead of suspending him and losing value?
Probably because they want to show the rest of the team. So it probably was in front of everybody, and they want to make a statement. Nope, nobody does this. We're not allowing it. And as far as trading him away, they could probably sell it to the other team by saying, hey, listen, he's pissed off. He's got no role with our team. He's perfect with you. Go to Detroit. Maybe he fits in. I don't even know if Detroit could use him and what his skill set is, but you could probably sell it to the other team, right?
Well, you don't have to sell. They would just want him.
Wouldn't it have been making it a point by getting rid of him in the first place and saying, hey, we're not dealing with this?
So here's the thing. Timing of it, though, right? Like, this happens Friday after your game. So if you're not going to trade him within the next 24 hours, because he can't play for a team on Sunday, he already played in a game on Thursday, so you're not going to suspend him? Maybe it was so bad. Maybe the blow-up was so bad, it was like, you know, our hands are tied. We have to suspend this guy. We can't, not suspend him? Have to give him what he just did in that conference
that's
room
amongst
other players? Right. We're not going to do anything about it? No, we have to suspend him now, and we'll trade him. What are we going to do? Not suspend him?
More sense, but.
Yeah, I just think the guys in the locker room will be like, really?
It's a good
question.
He just
went after this guy.
It's a good question, Cody.
Yeah, that was my thing. I was just feeling like you're going to lose value in the guy by suspending him because all these other teams are going to be like, oh, well, this guy's going to be a headache, so let's not, you know, it's not worth it. Let's give them something less and see if they'll take it.
It's a valid point. I think it had to be that bad. You tell me, Christian, you've been there before, because think about this. When does Bill suspend guys? Guys have done stuff, and he'll sit them out for a series. He'll sit them out for a quarter or whatever. He'll maybe skip a game, but you suspend him for an entire week, and that cost him 1/16th of his salary as well. That's a big, huge deal. And here's the other one. For Bennett, you're keeping him away for a week in which those other guys are going to get more attention now.
Danny Shelton was inactive for a couple weeks last year. Not because he was being a jerk, because they didn't think he was playing well.
And he came back and he was terrific, including in the playoffs.
Yeah, so they shamed him. They said, you know, they sat him down. You're not active. Go over there with the rookies or first-year guys and hang out there and watch from a sideline until you feel like you want it bad enough, because it looks like you don't want it bad enough. So to me, this is completely different. This is a guy that completely probably lost his crap and acted like a jerk, was getting physical. Because even if you're saying, you know, even if you tell your coach to F off, that's not worthy of a suspension. And so you're that pissed off, and you're gonna be so angry at me. They're gonna take away my money, and why can't you just send me home?
Yeah, and you don't know, and you don't know. Again, assuming stuff, right? I think it's safe to assume. Sorry, Chatham, that he is upset about his role. But what you don't know is the last
How
couple
would you
of,
know that,
but,
Lou?
What I'm just saying.
He never mentioned his role once.
When you say, he wouldn't just tell the guy to F off and that would be it. What if the last 2 weeks he sees his role diminishing and he's in these meetings with earbuds in?
Yeah.
And he's just not, you know, and they're talking about it and they're like, Michael, what do you think? And he's like, what? Sorry, I haven't been, you know, and he's just
you're
unprofessional.
Not playing me. Yeah.
So it's not exactly like an argument. It's just like, you know, that's conduct detrimental. Yeah. I mean, what are you doing? You're a disturbance in our meeting room. You're not paying attention. You're over there pissed off about your playing time. Maybe it was verbal. Maybe it was physical. I don't know. But it could have been going on for a couple of weeks, and they just said, you know what? Enough.
Maybe he was late
to the meeting.
I think that's fair.
For the second, third week in a row.
The idea of
he's acting out. He's trying to get attention because you're not playing him.
The idea of philosophical differences is hysterical. And I'm wondering how the Patriots feel about that. But they really threw the book at him, guys, because what they could have done, she could have practiced all week. They could have made him inactive for the game. All right, we'll make you inactive for the game now. We don't need you. We get these other guys. We get Adam Butler. You know, we can rotate guys. And he still would have gotten paid. right? If he was inactive for the game and he practiced all week. Instead, they suspend him for a week, no practice, and no pay.
What's it, a couple hundred grand? Tyler, what would you say, 200?
270K from
Oh, me. Yeah. Let's wow. Just, all he's doing is sitting there with his earbuds in.
270K.
Just sitting there with his earbuds, not doing anything.
Philosophical differences.
What?
270,000.
Yeah, so, I wouldn't be surprised.
And look at the history. Bill never does this. When is he? Do you remember him suspending a guy for an entire week? He doesn't do this. He'll make a guy inactive. He sat down Wes Welker, if you remember, in a playoff game because he was pissed off.
Okay,
at him.
And he didn't
at the beginning of the game.
He didn't play. He didn't start.
He didn't start the game. He missed
Edelman
the series
got
or
hurt.
Two.
Edelman got hurt, and he ended up going back in. Ha ha! It was like one of those deals.
Right.
He didn't get your punishment.
But think of what he could have done if it were bad. He could have simply said, I'm pissed off at Bennett. I'm going to make him inactive.
So, I listen, get I don't the think point this gets any better. So now if you're Bennett, you've had some time to think about it. You're stewing over it. You really feel like you've been, screwed over. I want my release. Trade me. Yeah. I don't want to be released. But either way, you're getting your money, so it doesn't matter, I guess. Trade me. I want you to trade me. Listen, let's be honest with each other. This doesn't work for you. Doesn't work for me. Just trade me anywhere.
I thought it was interesting that he kind of put an apology out there as part of the statement that he made with the guy from ESPN. And I'm wondering if that's not part of the deal. They're sitting there, you go off now, and because he's probably really pissed losing $275,000, you go off, and it is going to make it more difficult for you. So he's in a position right now where maybe they've even said to him or they've told his agent, maybe we'll try to deal him right now. And he doesn't have a role. Maybe that's part of the whole deal. But this philosophical difference is, and it's like something light happened. He was suspended for a week and lost $275,000. Bill doesn't do that. He doesn't. It doesn't happen.
Wow.
Yeah, this is a big one when you're looking at the history of Belichick. This is a big one.
So you really need to think this one through. So I'm about to suspend this guy and take $270,000 of his money.
Yeah.
I would like to be a fly on the wall in that room.
I would give him the benefit of the doubt unless someone does some reporting and goes after him and says
275 G's here.
So
Bill
just
doesn't do this. Go through the history of Belichick and tell me when he suspended a guy for a week and taken away that type of cash. No, he makes him inactive on Sunday. Danny Shelton. Shelton was practicing, right? And he just shelved him, made him inactive on the weekend. I'll get the point across. You got to wake up if you want to play on this team, son. That's one thing. This is totally different. This hour has been brought to you by Cars for Kids, your number one charity for car donations. 617-779-7937. Would you be ecstatic? Would you be pleased? Would you be okay if it's Bennett for the Dola back in New England?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.